الله الرحمن الرحيم فذكر إنما أنت مذكر. We are still in this chapter that we should ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala and thereby realize the existence of Allah, the great qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala, and that we should be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. And that is what this looking into the creation of Allah should lead us to that. In that the ayat we are discussing is where Allah explains, look at the camel, how Allah has made it. Look at the skies, how Allah has raised them. Look at the mountains, how Allah has made them pegs, and they are keeping the earth in its place. Look at the earth, how we have spread the earth in all directions. At the end of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. They are addressing Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam directly and addressing all of us, the whole ummah also, that remind, you are sent as a reminder. So each one of us, we should also remind. Tazkir, to remind one another, that is also our duty. As every individual, we should remind one another. Whatever discussions we have from other ayat of the Quran Sharif we gather, they should be more over deeni conversation. We will tell one another, remind one another of small, small things. Did you take your lunch today? Did you do this today? Did you do that? All small things also will remind one another. But don't forget to make your namaz. Don't forget to make your dhikr, etc. That reminders we don't do. That is also what all of us should be doing, reminding one another. Whether it is our brothers and sisters, we remind them. Whether it is our friends, we remind them. And then more than that, those whom Allah has given some authority, they are more responsible. The parents, they should remind their children. How many mothers will remind everything about dunya for the child? Will remind the husband, don't forget to buy bread, don't forget to bring the milk. All those things we'll remind, but about deen we don't remind. And all this particularly of our iman, remind one another and discuss the qudrat of Allah to realize the existence of Allah. Not just to discuss it as non-Muslims discuss the things and they study and investigate about the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala everywhere, but they don't reach the destination, that is to realize the existence of Allah, to be obedient to Allah. So we should remind one another. This reminder is a duty for every one of us. Further than that, then who are parents, if we are ustad in a madrasa, we might be teaching all the subject matter, but the main subject matter is the recognition of Allah. Ra'asul ilm ma'arifatullah. The greatest knowledge is recognition of Allah Ta'ala. So every day we should sit with our students also for a few minutes and we take anything. We discuss, for example, an apple. That how Allah Ta'ala has made an apple and what things Allah has put. Then a banana we can discuss. We discuss the weather, but to realize Allah, not just that very hot today, very cold today, that is nothing, it's absolutely a waste of time. Everyone knows it's very hot today if it's a hot day. Everyone knows it's very cold if it's a cold day. But to discuss it, to recognize Allah Ta'ala. The weather also, we discuss it, that never ever speak bad about the weather. If it was very cold and it has become warmer, don't say the weather has improved. Say it has become warmer. Every weather is good. Very cold is also good for us. It is needed. And when it becomes very hot, that is also needed. So if the weather in all its conditions is good, yes, we can say it's a bit cooler today. It's a bit warmer today. That is a different thing. So all these reminders. For every alim to remind, we can think also as an alim, our duties are beyond ourselves and beyond our families. When Allah has given us knowledge, Think on a daily basis, who are we reminding? Allah gave us the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. Who are we reminding with this? We don't even remind ourselves. We don't think about it ourselves also. A reminder further, if Allah made us like an imam, and then the community is now, we are the imam of the community. How much are we reminding about the qudrat of Allah to realize the existence of Allah Ta'ala? So each one of us, and according to the position Allah has given us, it isn't just that we are maulanas and that by default we are very superior. It is by the work that we are supposed to do that Allah makes a person superior. A coin, money coin, or a money note, if it's only printed on one side, it won't be accepted as legal tender. So just the virtues of an imam, of a maulana, of anyone, a qari, a hafiz, just printed one side, it won't be accepted. The duties on the other side are also our responsibility. And each one of us asks, how much am I reminding anyone about this? Whether we are individuals in the ummah, whether we are seniors, whether we are responsible people, whether Allah has given us position, the most important thing is wadhakir. Fadhakir innama anta mudhakir. Remind, you have been sent as a reminder. This whole ummah, kuntum khayra ummati, ukhrijat linnar. You are the best of nations. Not just that you have got this distinction that you are the best of nations, but because ukhrijat linnar, you have been evolved and taken out for the whole of mankind. Not only for Muslims. Remind non-Muslims also. Tell them about Allah's qudrat. Tell them, encourage them to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So that if we are just listening now for barakat and we are just sitting here, perhaps half sleepy also, our minds are somewhere else, then we won't get any benefit. But if we take a lesson from here and we start now that we daily go and remind somebody, at least one, two people, 10 people, we remind them. We will talk with people about business. More important is to talk of the real business of Akhirat. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah says, but I not tell you of a business that will save you from a very painful punishment. So with business, talking about it, no problem. But the bigger business, why aren't we doing that business also? We will talk about everything else. We will make jokes with people, waste our time in futile talk, in which there is no benefit. But the whole day, not one word that we remind one another about the commands of Allah, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And yet we will pride ourselves as being good Muslims. We will look down upon other Muslims that they are bad Muslims. They don't practice. And we think we are good Muslims, but one very basic duty and zero we are in it. We don't, and in fact, not only zero, but minus. If somebody talks about deen, we get offended. We'll talk about dunya, about make a joke, everyone is happy, laughing. But talk about deen, everyone becomes sulky. Everyone pulls up his face. Now this person, where he came, the kawab ma'arufu, that he's upsetting the whole apple cart, and he's talking about deen. We who are supposed to be like pious and regarded as deeny people, we also can't tolerate deeny talks. If we're having a bride, we're having meals, we are lounge, we are sitting, and family discussion, and somebody talks about deen, we don't like it. Yes, that talks about deen, about criticizing, like the ulama, criticizing the tabligh jamaat, that everyone likes. But in the positive sense, encouraging one another to with the right things, that we also don't like that. The Quran speaks about that. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah alone is spoken about, people become sulken. People become bored. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And when anyone else and anything else is spoken about besides Allah, then you see all laughing and smiling. Talk about sports, kuffar sports. people see dirty things, all become happy. But talk about jeans, then you see everyone becomes sulken. And he doesn't like that person who is talking about deen. So Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Remind. Directly, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have been sent as a reminder. Your ummah has been given this duty. Every individual and everyone according to his capacity, his responsibilities and his position, his duty increases. Let us see how we fulfilling this duty, even 1%, even 0.5%. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding and let us do this. This is one major cause of the downfall of the ummah. That we are, whatever you speak about, that thing will become alive and it will strive. But what you don't speak about, we're not talking about deen. So deen is going down. We are talking of dunya, we are talking of fashion, we are talking of brand names, all kuffar things. Those things are becoming right in our homes also. In the homes of people who are regarded as pious also, all these things become ripe and deen is going out of our lives. If we all start talking about deen in the positive, correct way, the true deen will start becoming alive in our lives, in our homes, our societies. May Allah give us all proper understanding and guide us to righteousness.